Was it the Cape Drive time? 0722 380 712 is the WhatsApp number. You can feel free to query, comment, rant, stroke, and or rave. President Cyril Ramaphosa has signed the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Bill into law, amidst objections from certain civil society groups. Though the act seems to transform traditional and Khoisan institutions, according to the report I've got here, those opposing it fear it will bring back apartheid-style Bantustans. Okay, what is the bill all about? Online is chairperson of the Denadenal Royal House of the Khoisan, Chief Richard Isaacs. Welcome.
Welcome, sir.
Right, tell us something more. We do learn, I do read, that this leadership bill has, I think, for the first time acknowledged the Royal Houses of the Khoi and the Sun. Am I correct to say that as a departure point?
Yes, you're right. And it encourages the power of the leaders of the traditional houses of Khoi San, yes.
Now, what does the traditional leadership bill actually mean? Okay, it's recognized you, but where do you go from here?
Yeah, what I see in the leadership bill that we, as the Khoi San people, are recognized, but there's no law that give us rights as the first indigenous people of South Africa. So, and that is why a lot of us in the organization say that the traditional Khoisan bill doesn't mean anything to us because it is for traditional leaders and not for the people.
All right, so you're making a distinction between being appointed a traditional leader, because I can be a traditional leader in a vacuum, can't I? I can be a traditional leader and have nobody to lead, or in fact, more importantly, have no land to live on.
Yes. That is so. To be a traditional leader for the people means that you have to have land and you have to have your people that you are seeing over. So that bill doesn't give that right to us.
Now, the people have been criticizing this bill. Are your criticisms the same as other parties? Because I don't think it is, because we're hearing people saying it's going to encourage a Bantustans, but I don't see, and I'm getting back to the land thing, Khoi or San land being given to any particular grouping.
Yes. That is why we say no to the bill. Because the bill doesn't give us the right to anything. If you are achieved in this bill, you have to be recognized by the primary of the Western Cape, for instance, because we are from the Western Cape. The primary will say if you are right to be a chief or a king in a house. And we say that our people have the right to choose among our people, we will be their chief or we will be their king.
Yeah, so in other words, your position can now be determined by a politician as opposed to a ballot.
Yes. Yeah. And the right that the leaders have is if I have land and I am the chief, I can sell it to whoever I want to without asking the people. That is the right the bill gives someone in the position as a chief.
Yeah, no, that certainly I can already foresee causing huge amount of problems, because, okay, the Khoi and the San we know have been completely de-landed, as it were. The land has been taken away from them completely. But you've got people in other traditional parts of South Africa who might have been on the land for centuries. They might still be there. And at the stroke of a pen, a tribal chief can sell the land, let's say for argument's sake, to a coal mining company, and those people will lose their heritage.
Yes. That is the same like in Botswana. There was recognition there was no recognition to the Khoisan, but they only agreed to give them a right to be a Khoisan.
That's right. In fact, Botswana is a very sorry story of of land dispossession. We've actually done the story on air, and it's very, very sad indeed that the indigenous of the land always end up losing the land. And this is historical. Tasmania, Australia, United States of America, New Zealand, oh boy, so many places around the world. Yet history tends to forget all of these things. Will the Khoi and the San communities be supporting those civil society groups that have got objections to the traditional and Khoisan leadership bill?
That we can't answer you, because we have a summit in Ghanatendal, a three-day summit on the 14th, 15th and 16th, where we are going to sit around the table and talk about the bill and what is the way forward. So before we sit there, I can't say nothing about it. You see, because we already reject the bill. We reject the NKC, the National Khoisan Council of South Africa, because they've done nothing for us, only benefit their own pockets.
No, absolutely. Richard Isaacs, Royal House of the Khoisan in the Western Cape. Thanks for chatting to us. Everything of the best with your meeting in Ghanatendal. Do keep us informed, and let's hope that the traditional and Khoisan leadership bill can lead to happiness rather than unhappiness.
That's the truth.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting.